Welcome to Win
Love
Women's
Talk
Edge
Radio.
Welcome to Win's Women of Wisdom, everyone. I'm so sorry I'm late. Blame it on technology, not me. Blame it on Blog Talk, blame it on technology. So what I think we're going to do is wait until June and then switch systems completely because I can't do this. And apparently we were supposed to have a guest today, but she hasn't shown up yet. So that's the second day in a row, but oh well. And so she might show up. She will. Let's just say that. She will. And so what happened yesterday is you heard me saying we're switching systems. Well, apparently my team didn't necessarily like that. And so what has ended up happening is that I have decided to stick with Blog Talk until June and then switch systems completely, and it's going to be on Libsyn. Now, Libsyn or Voices of America, not SoundCloud, because SoundCloud you have to upload, and even though SoundCloud has an app, it's getting too overpopulated like Blog Talk, and all the podcasters recommend Libsyn. So in June, I'll let you guys know when that happens. Don't worry, I'm not leaving Women of Wisdom fans, Wins Women of Wisdom fans, all Women of Wisdom fans in the dark. And so in June, I'll let you guys know when that happens so you guys can prepare. And again, I'm so sorry I was late. It was technology, not me. It's technology and it's everything else. And so I don't know if I should open up the chat to have everyone connect with me here, or I just opened up the chat, which should be interesting. But for those of you who have followed me on Facebook, you know the number to contact me. If you ever want to contact me and have a live with me, I'm welcome to do that. Normally, I have guests, but lately, the guests haven't shown up yet. And I have also decided I would get a co-host to do it with me. And so I don't know what Women of Wisdom is going to evolve to, but it's going to evolve to the Women of Wisdom movement in June. I'm hoping that it evolves to the Women of Wisdom movement because, as I said, my BFF and I started back in October, along with me publishing I Win, and I Win has taken off. Now I'm just waiting for Women of Wisdom to take off. And I'm hoping that you, those of you who listen to this in archives, that's the main reason why I switched from YouTube to Blog Talk, is because podcasts, I tried to listen to a YouTube video this morning by Joanna Penn, also known as JF Penn, who might be coming on my show eventually. And I couldn't do it because the way YouTube is set up, is you have to listen and stick to it. And so what I've quickly discovered is she takes the audio from the YouTube show and turns it into a podcast. And that's one of the things I am, when she does show up on my show, that's one of the things I am going to ask her is, how do you take the YouTube videos and turn them into a podcast? And I use the same program she does for my Skype calls when they're involving women of wisdom. And so I'm going to ask her, does she have a special way of doing it? Because that's the best thing. I mean, you can listen to a podcast while you're running or basically picking up the kids from school. And basically, I told someone who I know really well that they should write a book this morning because they have knack for doing it. And you can basically publish a book in 2 seconds flat. All you have to do is get a professional editor and a professional cover designer. Do not edit your books yourself. It's too much. Pay someone and then get a professional graphic designer. And what I've come to find out is if you don't have a professional graphic designer in your life, hire someone or use the Phenomenal 99 Designs, which I think I'm going to do for at least one of my projects. I'm not going to do it for my kids' books because that's already in the works, but I may do it eventually for one of my projects. But women of wisdom is not a monetary thing for me. My books are a monetary thing, and I just am trying to empower others through my books, and that's why I started this whole journey of becoming a self-published author, to say the least, because I am trying to bridge the gap between the disabled and able body, and that's why I want to keep Women of Wisdom going and keep what I'm doing going. And I know that I have several friends that have made it to the New York Times bestseller list, and with help within the next years, I will make it to the New York Times bestseller list, probably the first woman with cerebral palsy to make it to the New York Times bestseller list. But as I said, it will take me 2 years with help, and I'm not being shy about that. I am coming out and telling you right now because it's the know, like, and trust factor that people want to say in my book. I apologize for the frog in my throat, but I believe, and they believe, it's allergies, undiagnosed allergies. There we go. And so, and I apologize for not having a guest today, but I apologize for not being prepared enough to do Women of Wisdom. But 9 times out of 10, I'll work on that tomorrow. I'll figure that one out tomorrow, and I'll sit there until the cows come home and figure out how to do lip sync and how to do it, because people have had good success with lip sync, but all the top podcasters keep telling me lip sync, lip sync, lip sync, and they don't necessarily like Blog Talk. I think Blog Talk and SoundCloud are getting fuel overpopulated because everyone can do a podcast now. Every Tom, Dick, and Harry can do a podcast now. So I'm trying to make mine unique. And if you guys have any ideas, you can always find me on Facebook. You can always Google my name. You can always find me on Twitter. Find me on every social media program out there, and you guys can give me ideas as to make women of wisdom stronger because I need help. I need help from my fan base, and I need help from all you guys. It's not, Superwoman is not going to do this by herself. I need help from a supportive team, and it's going to make me cry because all the support I have got from my books had been absolutely wonderful, but yet all the support I have gotten for Women of Wisdom has been absolutely wonderful, but yet the podcasting is an extension of my books, and to share my stories and to share other stories. And that's why I started Women of Wisdom, is to bring solo entrepreneurs on to share their stories along to educate me and educate you guys. So that's the story behind Women of Wisdom. But as I said, we are sticking around until June on Blog Talk, and hopefully we'll be able to switch over to Libsyn in June or the Bigger Voices of America, which they will help me out with more behind the scenes stuff. And so hopefully that's my goal. My goal within the next 2 years is to quit my full-time job. If it's not this year, it's going to be, if it's not in 2016, it's going to be in 2017, and just become a full-time writer and become a full-time educator for my books. Because I think kids are so used to technology now. I was laughing with someone yesterday that my book, my children's book, is going to come out on KDB Kids, and it's like, where's the hard copy? Which, yes, there's still going to be a hard copy, but kids are so used to technology that they just want to move with the technology. They don't want to sit in the classroom anymore. They just don't want to sit in the classroom. And what I'm coming to quickly discover is that the educators out there are, even though I love teachers dearly, are too lazy to get their degrees in special ed. So that being said, when Susie Q walks in with autism or ADHD or anything else, they don't know what to do with it. They stick her in the classroom, and they stick her in the classroom and just leave her with the rest of her peers. Well, if the able-bodied peers are able to teach the kids, it's easy on the adult. But if we have these segregated classrooms, which I wasn't put into, thank God, until I was in seventh grade, I was put into a segregated classroom. I was actually pulled out in seventh and it drained the majority of the time, and then I don't admit that and I win. But that was a real eye-opening to me because I was not used to that. And in seventh and eighth grade, you're supposed to be with your peers. And so for me, that was a real eye-opening experience, now walking into a classroom and seeing able-bodied kids not interacting with the special ed kid. Oh, don't get me started. Oh, just don't get me started. Education is tougher and tougher. So if it's not in 2016, I quit my job, it's going to be in 2017. I apologize because I can't do it anymore. It's too much technology driven. It's and people can't understand there's too much politics in education. Politics, 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 and then people can't understand my way of thinking. I'm an out-of-the-box thinker. I do research. Someone has asked me, I'm eventually going to be writing a book, Look Up, called Look Up, to focus on the iPad and focus on technology and focus on technology in the classroom. And it's interesting because over the summer, the last summer, I class myself on how to teach virtually. And I think homeschooling, even though we give it a bad rap, homeschooling is the best thing since sliced bread. And teaching virtually is the best thing since sliced bread because you can adapt to how the child learns. I mean, this we test our kids way too much. We make them spit out information. We treat our kids like robots, and I'll leave it at that. And I'll leave it at that. And we just technology is the next best thing, and virtual classroom is our homeschooling. Your kids are going to be the next best thing, and I hate the fact that these special ed kids are put in segregated classrooms. And I actually was having a discussion with a parent on lab, and they were talking about their son's disease, and they were talking about how they like the specialized classroom. And it's sad to me that these kids are getting segregated, and I appreciate. And this is gonna make me cry because of what I was brought up. I was brought up in a way that people don't understand now. I was brought up in a private school setting. And I was brought up in a private school setting, and I was brought up with mainstream kids, and what they call mainstreaming, and of course I had the AIDS, and of course I had the loving teachers who I'm still in contact with. It. You can believe that. And I have a deeper respect, and they know who they are, and I have a deeper respect for my teachers now and my parents now that my own parents, that I am an educator. I see the struggles on a daily basis of what parents have to go through and what students have to go through. And the kids are not getting their own individualized education plan. I mean, someone IEP. Someone asked me the other day, "Were you on IEP in elementary school and in middle school?" And I said, God, no, not until I was a freshman in high school, and not until I was in college did I have IEP or 504 or individualized success plan. And I, not until I was in high school did I have IEP, but it saddens me greatly that people are not supporting these kids as they should. So that's why I'm in the process of going back to school to get a PhD in special education, and I am in the process of educating people through my book. I mean, that's all I'm doing is educating people so I win, educating people through my YA novel series, The View from My Heels, The Voice for My Makeup Palette, The View from my yoga mat, The View from my tennis courts, which will be my YA NaNoWriMo novel, and it does have a title, but I just don't know when it will be published. And so hopefully it will be published on next summer, but I don't know. I don't know if life will get in the way again, but I'm going to talk to doing NaNoWriMo, and NaNoWriMo is a 50,000 word novel. And I think really being Apple's dictation could handle a 50,000 word novel. I mean, she's handled I Win, now she's handling The View from My Series, and now she's handling all my homework. So I don't know what NaNoWriMo is going to bring me. But I know within the next 2 years I will be on the New York Times bestseller list with help, not by myself, with help, with a very loving team behind me, and they know who they are. And I am just happy to be educating people about cerebral palsy. I speak for those who can't speak for themselves, and my BFF is right there with me. I know she has a interview tonight, so you guys tune into that. And my BFF is right there with me. I mean, 2 weeks after, and I Win's birthday is going to be October 20th, and October 20th, 2013, I Win was self-published, and so 2 weeks after I Win came out, my BFF, who also had cerebral palsy, says I'm filming the book. Due to her heavy speech impediment, and she admits this publicly, so she won't mind me talking about it on Win's Limited Wisdom. Due to her cerebral palsy, she can't use Siri. So I'm like, well, how is she going to type a 20-chapter book? And I said, okay, I support you, I support you, I support you. And lo and behold, it's about a year. And I still have the original manuscript, I think. And she typed a 100-page, 20-chapter book. And now, since then, she's moved on to The Adventures of Zoe, which are kids' book, which I haven't read yet. I have the original manuscript of this book, but and all my work and all her work could be found on Amazon. Her name is Danielle Coulter. My name is Win, for those of you who don't know that already. And all my work could be found on Amazon. all her work is on Kindle, all Dan Leon's work is on Kindle, and all my work is on Avery ebook Made in No Man's Land. It's on Kobo, it's on Amazon, it's on Kobo, Amazon, Nook, and it's on Apple iBooks. Oyster is actually closing. They're actually closing Oyster ebooks. It's actually closing in Amazon in January 2016. So I had to pull my books off Oyster, which is unfortunate. But I'm realizing that using Draft to Digital is the next best thing. Instead, Draft to Digital doesn't do KDP. KDP does it all on its own, and all these ebook platforms have their own ways of uploading books. It just takes a little time. I use KDP, and I'm going to be using Kobo individually. KDP, Kindle Direct Publishing, for those of you who don't know what I'm talking about. KDP separately, Kobo separately, and then Apple iBooks. I use Draft Digital and Nook. I use Digital. So all my work can be found on my website, which is lynnscholls.wix.com/lynnscholls. And if you look in the show notes underneath this podcast, you can find everything out about me, or just Google my name, and because I'm everywhere, my books are everywhere. And I appreciate all the support, and I hope that we have a guest next week to share another inspirational story on my podcast. And as I said, we'll be switching systems in June to either Libsyn or Voices of America. And I appreciate every single person who supports Women of Wisdom. I know there's many behind-the-scenes people. And I'm going to keep it going definitely until we switch systems. And then it's going to get even stronger on Libsyn or Voices of America. Women of Wisdom is going to get even stronger on Voices of America or Libsyn, because you can share it, and Blog Talk is a little bit tough. So that's the update on me. And as I said, I appreciate all the listeners who have supported me and supported my book.